I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
But I got news for him. There's a return of the glory coming. Amen. I really applaud you. I look across this congregation. I applaud you that never stopped. Amen. That you see, if you connect to the man, you connect to the God of the man. Amen. Amen. If you walk with me and we're serving the same God, then you know like I know. Amen. I don't have a plan B. Amen. I don't have a plan B. I want to step over into that realm called the miraculous. Amen. That place of possibility and probability, and not fall back into all this despondency and discouragement and fear. Ain't no plan B. Ain't no in between. I would that you were hot or cold. Amen. If not, I have to spew you out of my mouth. That's what God said. I don't want God walking by here snuffing out the candle of the house. Let me tell you something. A lot of churches won't survive through this. Amen. And it's not that they've not been good people. They just give. Sometimes you give the devil a place that doesn't belong to him. Amen. Some, and please understand. Some of them need to come down. Amen. God gonna deal with them because they're liars. They're cheats. They're money mongers. Things like that, God's going to deal with all that. He's going to separate the wheat from the tare. The good from the evil. Amen. What's his, that's not his. Depart from me, workers of iniquity. I never knew you. Amen. Shaking everything. Judging his house. Whole lot of folk have found out they ain't all they thought they were. The moment, amen, they heard a meow, they ran and hid. I'm not talking about everybody. I'm talking about those. Then those that did that know what I'm talking about. Amen. Snared, entangled, chained up, bound up, imprisoned in your mind. Ain't nothing wrong with you. Amen. But yet you'll go shop till you drop. Amen. Amen. Among people you don't know. Amen. Thousands of them going by here. Don't know that cashier taking that out of your hand and you getting it out of their hand. You don't know them. You don't know where they've been. You don't know what they got, but you're going to do it because you got to eat. Well, you need to eat bread too. The bread that come from heaven. Amen. And I'm not talking about cyberspace, cyber church. I'm talking about church among your brothers and sisters. Amen. The one that God called you to. Amen. I said the one God called you to. He didn't call you to go AWOL. Amen. The safest place in the world is among the saints of God. Amen. I said the safest place in the world is among the saints of God, in the will of God. You think God's going to strike you down for coming together to worship him? You better get a clue. That's the witness of men. Men trying to change times, trying to change laws. Amen. Something happens when we come together to worship God in spirit and in truth. We need to release that frequency. Yes. People are dying spiritually. Yes. Dead men walking. Yes. Amen. I said dead men walking. Yes. Disconnecting from God. Yes. Time to wake up. Yes. Time to wake up. Get back on the path. Yes. There's a changing of the guard. Let me jump into this message. 1 Samuel chapter 2. Beginning at verse number 12. Strong meat is for they that are full age. I sometimes feel like Paul, in speaking to certain people, you can't speak unto them as unto mature. You got to get the milk out. The Similac. Amen. Because their feelings get hurt so easy. Amen. They get discouraged so easy. Amen. They want to withdraw from you, even though you hadn't. See, they forget you've been there for them. Amen. Amen. You was there to get them married. You were there when they had to bury. You were there when the children were acting up, you were there to pray them through. You were there to, amen, break the yoke. You were there with them in and out. You were there in the wee hours of the morning. You were there. They forget all that. Because of fear. See, the devil is a liar. He likes to divide and conquer. Got people looking at each other funny. Scared to touch somebody. Scared to shake a hand. Might get it. Scared to get too close. See, listen, if you understand that, I touched on it before. This whole 6 foot thing, it's prepping people for this 5G, which has good parts, but ultimately it's for evil. Amen. To control you, to not just monitor you, but to control you. If we're not 6 feet apart, if we're together, then we look like one. It could be 20 of us, but it looks like one person. But 6 feet apart, they can distinguish everybody. And that's going to come. That might not be here tomorrow, next year. But get a clue. Amen. God, before anything happens, God will, amen, warn. He'll send something. It ain't happening tomorrow. So people just go back to scoffing like, you know, in the day of Noah. Ain't nothing happening. They're just saying, Jesus coming. Where is the promise of his coming? He's still coming. And to anybody with any spiritual discernment, you know something's going on in the world that ain't never happened before, and it's not good. And you need to be aware so you know how to prepare you and your children for whatever it is that is to come, so that we can stand, and after having done all, to continue to stand. Amen? Somebody say there's a changing of the guard. Before the return of the glory. 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 12. Now the sons of Eli were sons of Belial. They knew not the Lord. And the priest's custom with the people was that when any man offered sacrifice, the priest's servant came while the flesh was in seething with a flesh hook of three teeth in his hand. And he struck it into the pan or kettle or cauldron or pot, all that the flesh had brought up, the priest took for himself. So they did in Shiloh unto all the Israelites that came thither. And before they burnt the fat, the priest's servants came and said to the man that sacrificed, give flesh to roast for the priest, for he will not have sodden flesh of thee, but raw. And if any man said unto him, let them not fail to burn the fat presently, and then take as much as thy soul desire, then would he answer him, nay, but thou shalt give it me now, and if not, I will take it by force. Wherefore the sin of the young men was very great before the Lord, for men abhorred the offering of the Lord. Eli's sons, Hophni and Phinehas, who were priests after the order of the Levitical priesthood, had become corrupt. And I won't get into all what that means about that, but that was under Jewish law and that, but what they were doing was very corrupt. They were doing it for gain. They were doing it for evil. Skip down to verse number 22 of 1 Samuel chapter 2. Now Eli was very old, and heard all that his sons did unto all Israel, and how they lay with the women that assembled at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. There you are, fornicating, adulterers. And he said unto them, why do you such things? For I hear of your evil dealings by all this people. Nay, my sons, for it is no good report that I hear. Ye make the Lord's people to transgress. If one man sin against another, the judge shall judge him. But if a man sin against the Lord, who shall entreat for him? Notwithstanding, they hearken not unto the voice of their father, because the Lord would slay them. Okay, the Lord would slay them. Keep going, verse 26. And the child Samuel grew on and was in favor both with the Lord and also with men. See, God was preparing, just like the devil's trying to prepare to pass a baton. Amen. The Lord, you may not see it. Because the devil works in the sense realm a lot. He wants you to see it to get you afraid. But God does stuff in private, in secret. See, Samuel was finding favor with God and with man. While Hophni and Phinehas, they were doing evil, working their evil, doing all they wanted to do, and abusing the people and living in sin, God was preparing a Samuel.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Get that back up for me. Verse 27. And there came a man of God unto Eli and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, did I plainly appear unto the house of thy father when they were in Egypt in Pharaoh's house? And did I choose him out of all the tribes of Israel to be my priest, to offer upon mine altar, to burn incense, to wear an ephod before me? And did I give unto the house of thy father all the offerings made by fire of the children of Israel? Wherefore kick ye at my sacrifice and at mine offering, which I have commanded in my habitation, and honorest thy sons above me, to make yourselves fat with the chiefest of all the offerings of Israel, my people. To me, that sounds a lot like some ministries today. I need verse 30 up too. Some ministry today that have become not just organisms, but organizations. Amen. Money-making machines, you know, counting the numbers.
Amen.
Just numbers of people without any character development, without any real challenge to holiness.
Amen.
Amen. Just come and give. Amen. They corrupt it. God is saying you've corrupted things. Amen.
Amen.
In many places, not everywhere, there are some big churches that are living for God.
Well,
they're true to God. I'm not saying everything, but there are many that God's going to take down.
Amen.
Amen. That God's going to shake up. They'll never be the same again. Amen. It's going to be shameful because God says, this is what they're doing. Give me verse 30. Wherefore the Lord God of Israel said, I said indeed that thy house and the house of thy father should walk before me forever. But now the Lord saith, be it far from me. For them that honor me, I will honor, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Thus saith the Lord. That's what he's saying today as well. Now, quickly look in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 4. This was one of the sins of Eli. The spirit that God is sending today, the spirit of Elijah, one of the key things that the spirit of Elijah is going to do is turn hearts back to each other.
Amen.
The hearts of fathers back to the children.
Amen.
The hearts of children toward their fathers.
Amen.
And God's going to take, if that indeed happens, God will take the curse from the earth.
Amen.
Amen. But that's got to happen.
Amen.
Ephesians 6:4 says, and ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. So many of the movies and sitcoms and news reports are contrary to this principle. Showing the father as some dummy, some, you know, ill-equipped man that's just a punching bag, just nobody gives him any respect or any reverence. But God's changing all of that.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.